We're here.
Yeah, you only looked at their watch.
Huh?
That's a new toque, right?
A new what?
Toque.
Those are. Is this a toque?
I think so. I got into this whole discussion last week about how to spell toque. Yes.
Oh, really?
I think that's a toque.
More information.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you.
It's a hat.
Use toque. See if anyone knows.
I didn't even
knows
know how to spell toque before last week. So.
Tom, speaking of hat, you guys get excited when you have an opportunity for a hat and a t-shirt day. Can you talk a little bit about that coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, well, there's always motivation, you know, for us to go out there and win, and this is a great opportunity for us. So we haven't played these guys, you know, all season. It's the first time getting a shot at them, and they're we play them down there in their stadium, and they won last week against Seattle. So I hope we go play well. We've been playing well, you know, whatever since we lost to Seattle, I think, and hopefully we can keep it going. But they present plenty of challenges for us, and they beat some pretty good teams this year. So it should be a fun game.
I mean, you guys talk about different goals that you have as you go along in the season.
Yeah,
it's very important. We're always trying to win every game we play, and certainly playing against the Dolphins, a team we know very well. Playing them twice a year. It'd be a nice little day if we can go down there in Florida, which, is always a tough place to play, especially this time of year when we haven't really played in a warm weather game in a while. It'll be fun.
How do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for, because usually you would play them earlier in the season. It seems like you get the chance to play where it's cold everywhere but that. How do you prepare for that weather?
I don't know. That's a good question. We're out on the grass field in 35-degree weather, so I don't think it's going to be 35 down there on Sunday, but just try to be a little bit mentally tough. I think that's the only way you can do it.
You guys have the last two games scored on special teams, which means the offense doesn't have to go back on the field right away. Is that, aside from the points you get from that, is there some boost to that, maybe more rest or more time to think about what you want to do on the next series?
It's a great thing to happen for a team, a return for a touchdown, whether it's a kick return or a defensive turnover that results in a score. I mean, it's great for an offense to sit on the field and score points when you're not out there scoring points. So, we've been fortunate the last few weeks. I don't think there's really an advantage for offense sitting over there. I'd prefer to be out there playing, but if we're scoring points, that's a great thing.
How about when the defense has forced turnovers? Lately, you guys have capitalized on it when you've gotten the ball.
Yeah.
Do you feel a sense of trying to validate that turnover into points? And what's been the reason to doing it lately?
The complementary football is always important for us, and I think that's what happens is you make a great play on defense to get us the ball, and then bam, you capitalize on it with points. So I think that's to go back out there for three plays and kick it back to him or turn it back over to him is that's bad football. But when you can complement each other and, offense scores a touchdown, you kick the ball down on a kickoff and you stop them inside the 20, which a great special teams play, and then the defense can go three and out and they punt it back to you with a good punt return. I mean, that's how you want to play football. And, certainly scoring points off turnovers is a big part of that too, and I'm glad we've been able to do it.
Tom, I know there's always room for improvement, especially with Bill, but do you guys feel like you're clicking kind of right now at this point in the season after a couple good games with offense, defense, and special teams playing well?
I think we have. I mean, we have done that, but we got to continue to do it. I think that's the important thing. It's not, last week's game is going to have no bearing on this week's game. It's just that's not the way football works. So whether you win or lose, you have to put the previous week's game behind you and move on. So, we've had a few extra days to prepare. I think, guys are really up to speed on what the Dolphins do defensively, the personnel, so forth, scheme-wise. And now it's just a matter of us going out there and having some good days of practice to see if we can get our timing. And then, you go play a game.
Is this offense running as efficiently as it has all year, Tom? You guys have put up a lot of points the last three, four games.
Like I said, it's kind of a week-to-week thing. You know, I think last week we played well. Hopefully we play well this week. But I don't think that you can just assume that we're going to go play well next week. I think we have to go out and prove it. And we have to go out and go through our week of practice and, you know, try to execute well in practice so that leads to, you know, confidence and anticipation going into the game and then going out there and executing in the game.
You have a lot of, obviously, records, great offensive stats. But how much does it mean to you to have 24 touchdown passes and only three picks? Bill touched on it the other day that you've always valued, you know, ball possession, ball security. But in terms of the marks that you have set in terms of protecting the ball, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's important. I mean, it's important to, you know, an offensive football team not turning the ball over, whether that's myself throwing it or whether the back's carrying it or the receiver's carrying it or, you know, an offensive lineman that, you know, doesn't give up, you know, an edge on a strip sack. I mean, that's just – we've done a great job of that this year. So I think it all goes together. It's not, you know, one guy taking care of it. It's a whole offensive system, and every time we talk about – what we want to do each week, it always starts with no turnovers. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We need to continue to do a good job of that. That's leading to a lot of our success, both offensively and defensively, is the fact that we're not giving them the ball.
Tom, do you have a preference from being either under center or in the shotgun?
Tell me to play, and I'll tell you my preference.
Just in general, I was looking at it like it seems like this year you maybe are under center a little more than we've seen in the past. I don't know if you would agree with that.
Yeah, but I think we probably have been under center a little bit more. For what reason, I'm not sure.
How does it change for you? I mean, in terms of how you, I guess, read a defense or when you're under center versus in the shotgun?
Doesn't change too much. I think I've done enough over the years where I don't really think about it much. I mean, maybe you're able to see the field a little bit better when you're not turning your back to one side of the field on a drop back. But, you know, I think the important thing is to be able to run the ball from under center and throw the ball from under center and do the same thing in the shotgun so that, you know, defense can really cue up okay when they're in the shotgun. You know, all they're doing is passing. I see a lot of teams around the league probably use shotgun more now than they've ever used it in the history of the game, but there's a lot of runs that still come off of that.
Do you have a tendency to change a play more from either place?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. With the amount of weapons that you guys have, guys who are capable of putting up big numbers, does there need to be a level of unselfishness for it all to work as well as it does?
Well, I think that's part of you know, being a part of a team and being part of, you know, our organization is it's being unselfish and doing what's best for the team always. So it's not what's best for the individual player or for the individual position. It's for how we're going to score the most points. In order to score the most points, you know, we need to do what our job is. And if your job is to run through the defense and clear out for another player, then you do that as best you can. And, you know, we've always found guys to be able to do those things. So it's not about, you know, rushing yards or passing yards or receiving touchdowns. It's about, you know, winning games. That's most important.
Bill spoke yesterday about how with the change in staff, they've made a lot of defensive changes. What do you see from their defense?
Well, it's a different scheme than what they've done in the past. So I think part of what we've done the last 3 or 4 days is understand what they do and how they do it and when they do well, you know, why, you know, things are going well for them and vice versa. So it's definitely a challenging scheme. I think they have some very versatile players within their group that allow them to do those things. They have secondary guys that blitz a lot. They got linebackers that cover a lot. It's definitely a blitz-type team, so you got to be prepared for everybody.
No Sam Madison and Patrick Surtain to deal with back there, huh?
No, not this week. They might be somewhere this week, but they won't be down in the stadium.
You guys have had, especially early in your career, I know you're probably not reflecting too much, but do you ever think as you're flying down or when you're going to the stadium, there's a lot of things that have happened here?
Yeah, we've had, I mean, there was a long streak of games where we had not won. And then we beat them, I think, in overtime where we beat them on the pass to Troy?
Yeah, Steve Burton was so excited.
Yeah, he was great. He was fired up. We all were. Hopefully you were too. Yeah. So yeah, that was a very memorable day. We've had, you know, quite a few memorable days down there, and each game is, you know, against this team has always been exciting. I mean, I watched the game from last year at the beginning of last season. That was a fun game. Some great memories from that game. So some not so great memories too. Yeah, I remember that very well. Yeah, I remember that. Thanks for recalling that.
Well, the week before it worked.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, against Cincy. Yeah, didn't work so well the second time. That was luck. Thanks, guys. I'll see you.